Morning, guys. Matt here from Trade on Sports. Just with some thoughts on the weekly tennis tournaments. We'll start off in Thailand, in Hua Hin, where the women are playing. Slow court, hot conditions. You're going to need to have some endurance. The draw at the start of the week was a little lopsided with all the big names in the top. But most of them have been knocked out already. Linette, Tomljanovic, Wang Ziyu and Badosa. Paula didn't look happy in condition. She took a wild card in. She was perpetually complaining about her back. And then she retired. Gave Schneider a path through to the quarterfinals. Where she plays Gauffi. Now, Gauffi's playing well. Although she does look like she could break down if she plays another long match. She's held together with tape, from what I've seen. Like I said, it was Schneider who benefited from the Badosa retirement, but she's way too volatile to trust in any way, shape or form. That sort of opens up the draw for the other Wang Xinyu. She plays Putintseva in the quarterfinals. Poots hasn't looked happy on court, whether that's her gamesmanship or not, only she knows. But the Chinese are served well, and I think she has a great chance to make the final. In the bottom half, the matches are going on today. The first match, Volinets and Maria, has just gone into a third set. I mean, in this heat and humidity, if we look at the weather today, 67% humidity. I think the younger American should outlast the poor moving older German. I think the conditions will eventually wear her down. So we could pencil Volinets into the quarters, where she'll possibly face either Shmidlova or Wang Yafan. I want no part of that match. That could go either way, but it leaves a door open for Volinets to reach a semi-final. The final two matches in round two is Rodinova and Bai. Rodinova's a quick court player. By I don't think she should really be this short a favourite, but I think she comes through. And the final match, where I think the other finalist will come from, is between Linda Frivatova and Zhu Lin. Zhu Lin's the champion, won this last year. I do believe Linda can push her here, though. The young Czech already has a title to her name in Asia. I watched the first round match where she dispatched a lucky loser with a minimum of a fuss. She was accurate and aggressive. And I believe the winner of this match should make the final. Moving over to Linz in Austria in Europe. This tournament's been elevated from a 250 to a 500. So we got no previous stats that hold any relevance. If you look at who's played well on these courts in the past, we can see Potapova has... as has Martic, but she was dispatched yesterday by Siniakova. Ostapenko's the top seed, but she's way too volatile to trust. She's done well on these courts before, I think making the final 2019, if I recall correctly. I mean, she could quite easily make it through to the semi-finals, but she can do so without carrying any of my money. She plays Towson later today. Towson's looked okay, but again, she's a bit too volatile. You know, you could play that match today 10 times and it could probably have 10 different results. The winner of this match will play Burridge in the quarterfinals. I can't see the Brit troubling Ostapenko if she gets through. So you could, like I said earlier, pencil Yelena into the semi-finals. Where I think she'll meet Paf. Paf's been playing some great tennis, serving well. Overcame Bolter last night in a tight match dominated by serve. She's possibly going to get Mertens in the quarterfinal. I can't see Bronzetti troubling Mertens. She's not the type of player that regularly beats the Belgium. Again, I can't look further than Pav. I think she's a good look on the outright here at Linz. If we look in the bottom half, we're going to have... Siniakova against Burrell. That's the French girl or pass for me. Yastremska against Vekic. Now, Yastremska is complaining of jet lag. She went on a big run in Australia. If Vekic is on a game, she wins this easily. She is the dog today. I see even money floating around for Donna. And I think that's well worth taking. I know you're taking a bit of a risk because we don't know whether she's thinking more of candles or tennis. But on the numbers and at the prices, Vekic is a bet for me today. Then we have Potapova and Cocciarito wrapping up the section. Potapova's got good form here. Very erratic, but I do think she improves this year. The Russian, I think she reaches a career high by the end of the year, and I would have her down as beating the Italian. But all in all, if we want to look at the outright, I think Pav is the value and should be backed to win WTA Linz. Moving over to France with the men in Montpellier. And from what we've seen, the ball is slowing down conditions here indoors. In France, there's a couple of quotes. The centre court, the ball is slow on this court, Harold Mayo said. The serve is not counting so much. See, the players are going to get dragged into rallies. It's going to be a grind. Historically, top seeds do go well here. I mean, that's contrary to what other bookie-sponsored shills will tell you. But the past three meetings, you've had RBA reaching the final as the one seed in 21. In 22, Zverev reached the final as the one seed. And last year, Rune was the one seed and he got knocked out in a third set tiebreak by Cressy. So the top seeds either made the final or semi-final in the last three versions of this event. And I do like Rune to go well again. The draw sort of opened up for him. He plays Hamas Ruz later on today, a qualifier who dispatched an aging Gasquet in the first round. If he gets through that, he's going to play Michael Moe. The American, he would like a faster court, really. And then it's potentially going to be either Coric or the young Italian Caboli. I can see Rune making the final here, but he's priced up accordingly on the outright under 2-1. So he's holding no interest. In the bottom half, we have Harold Mayo through after he dispatched Pair, who looked decidedly disinterested yesterday. Interesting match later, Cazot against Felix. Felix is the dog, I can't quite believe it. I know Cazot has been on a bit of a tear and he's being hyped up as the next big French player. But I just need to see a bit more from him. Yes, he has looked good, but I just want to see him do it on a regular tour rather than just at a slam. Shevchenko Bear is the other match and the winner of that will play Bublik in the quarters. Bublik looked very focused after an awful first set against Shapovalov. Yesterday, I think he saved about three match points. And then sort of after breaking early in the third, he wasn't really in trouble. So he'll play the winner of Bear or Shevchenko. Now, Bear for me is a fast court player. Shevchenko should come through this. I see prices of 180, 190 on the Russian. Well, he's playing for Kazakhstan now. He's jumped ship. And if you can get 180, 190 about him, I'd definitely take that. Okay, that just about sums up my thoughts on the action and the conditions for the weekly tournaments. I hope you've got something out of this. We're going to make it a weekly occurrence. I'll be back with Pete hosting for the next one next Wednesday. So look out for that and stay lucky.